Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast, the first podcast of December 2022. A lot of twos in that 2020 date. In fact, today is December 5th, 2022, and this is my first December podcast. My podcast is sponsored by the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone that seems too good to be true, but in the end, you find out they really aren't. A lot of interesting things right now in the world around us. One of the most interesting things today, I'm going to break the blog up, as I usually do, into multiple segments. The first segment is the sheer insanity of former President Trump's ask that because of a very limited amount of data and a very, very small impact item from Twitter not publicizing some speculative stuff about the current president's son's laptop, Hunter Biden's laptop. It's just amazing that the man actually believes that you can suspend the Constitution of the United States and then miraculously after that resume it. What happens, right? It goes away. Once it's broken, once it's destroyed, it's gone forever. It's never coming back. It is going to be, you know, the Constitution of the United States that we used to have, not the one that we do have now. So I snickered when I heard that. It was not perhaps his best moment and not necessarily perhaps the wisest thing for him to say. It does kind of push you to the very edge of the line between sedition and political rhetoric. But anyway, I'm just, you know, sometimes I'm amazed when people do things like that. The other thing is, obviously, it's that time of year when Christmas lights start to pop out all around the U.S. People start saying happy holidays, and you start hearing that music, right? Happy holidays, happy holidays. And that music kind of takes over the world for a while. The lights take over the world for a while, and then we all return back to normal. But the part for me right now is that this is my busy season. The time between vacations seems to be the time when my customers really start to spew out the maximum amount of both information and requirements and requests. So it becomes an interesting time overall, and one of those things one has to think about. It is what it is, though, right? You know, we it's like anything else, right? You got to deal with the world around you. You're bound and wound around the world you live in, and you are structurally not able to currently violate the laws of the metaverse and go into another world. And that's the last thing I kind of wanted to talk about today was a technology topic. I try to avoid spending the entire podcast on technology topics, and I don't have a lot of listeners who have no interest in technology at all. In fact, they often consider technology kind of an afterthought, as it were. But one of the things that I've been doing lately, and I've talked about it many times, is, you know, I'm cleaning out my office slowly but surely. It's getting better. It's still a mess, and it's still got way too much crap in it, right? It's 10 pounds of tomatoes or 10 pounds of potatoes in a 4-pound bag. I guess if you put 10 pounds of tomatoes in a 4-pound bag, you end up with tomato sauce. And if you put 10 pounds of raw potatoes in a 4-pound bag, you know, what do you end up with, right? You just end up with mashed raw potatoes, which probably wouldn't taste that good. I don't know. Maybe you microwave them. They taste awesome. Who knows? Anyway, so the project is, you know, clean out the basement, and I've been getting rid of a bunch of stuff and trying to take a look at what is the ultimate goal of what it is that I'm trying to do. How am I trying to rearrange my desks, my tables, and so on and so on. So one of the things that I've been thinking about, because, you know, basically at this point, the largest bit of desktop space that I use is monitors. I have one computer that has an integrated large monitor, the Surface Studio, but then I have three other large monitors in my office. And yeah, it's nice to be able to throw onto a bunch of screens, but it realistically, it's a lot of monitor space, and it's a lot of space taken up on my desk. So one of the things that I've been thinking about is, what can I do? How can I kind of get myself in a position where I have fewer monitors, fewer devices in the office, and yet still at the same time be able to use everything that I want to use? One of the things that I've done is I've taken a look at the Airtame product, which is a great screen share product. It really does a good job. If I want to share images or slide decks or things like that, it does a really good job of that. But Airtame is not the solution to everything. Google Chromecast is another one that I've looked at, and it is also not the solution of everything. And the same is the Microsoft product, which I believe is still available, but it might be discontinued now, and it's the same problem. You're able to share from a laptop or a desktop to another monitor, but again, you're limited in what you can and cannot share. And so one of the things that I've been thinking about, is this concept of, what does the future look like, right? One of the things I'm going to do, and obviously I've mentioned before, we're going to sell this house that we currently live in, probably in the April, May, June timeframe of next year. And in selling the house at that point, I'm going to have a chance to really redo my office. One of the things that's in my office now is I have two tables in my office. One's got a printer on it, and the other one is literally stacked full of crap. And then I have a table in the pool table room that is also just stacked with crap. And so what I want to do is figure out ways to get rid of things so I don't have tables that are just stacked with crap all the time. That, in fact, I have tables that are more useful that I can deal with and that I can functionally use, to be more efficient and effective in the space that I have. And obviously with the new office coming, when we move, I'm going to have other things being moved into my office space. So I'm going to have to figure out, kind of what I want to do. Because one of the things that I know is moving into my office space will be the pool table, which means I'm either going to be really cramped in a bedroom, or I'm going to have a lot more room, in, say, a basement. It really depends on what kind of a situation we find with the house that we're looking at. But, that's kind of where I am right now, is trying to figure out what is the path forward for the crap that I have. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, and thank you so much for listening.